This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock, so we got another hour left in the show. And I'm pretty excited right now. I've got my brother Jason on the line joining us. Incredible florist. Great insight when it comes to flowers. Wanted to bring him on because we got Valentine's Day coming up next week. So good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Patrick.
How's it going up there? A little cold?
It's about 12 degrees right now.
Oh,
it's
perfect.
A little cold.
Yeah, I noticed this morning when I took the dog out, dog looked at me like, you're crazy. I'm going to the bathroom in the house today.
Yeah, Watson skidded across the ice. It was kind of fun to watch.
Well, so we brought you on because I want to talk about flowers with Valentine's Day coming up. But first off, I want you to just kind of introduce yourself. Let everybody know. I mean, I know how great of a florist you are and what you have. But, you know, I'd like you to just, you know, I know you have a bunch of letters after your name now. Tell us a little bit about you, if you could.
Of course. So I was lucky enough to get some education, and I was inducted into the American Institute of Floral Design, which is an amazing organization for florists around the world, where we took an online test and then a very intense hands-on test that was 5 hours, and I luckily passed. So I have a bunch of letters after my name. I'll be fancy for a moment for you, Patrick. My work name is Jason Parent, AIFD, CFD, MMFD, which basically means I took a bunch of classes and passed.
Well, we knew there was never a doubt that you'd pass them, obviously, but that's some pretty cool stuff and some great to be established. Now, you do work for a florist. You've worked for, you know, us when we had our florist at the Family Patch. I've worked at a couple other ones, but right now you're at Fiddleheads Flowers.
Correct, in Cape Elizabeth, Maine, and we deliver to the greater Portland area, and I love my job there. I work with amazing people, and we get amazing product. And in the next couple of days, it's all coming in and getting ready for the big day on Friday.
Yeah, it's a big day out there. Everybody's going to enjoy themselves. And we know that, you know, flowers are one of the most popular presents when it comes to Valentine's Day. Now, I wanted to discuss a few things with you in regards to, you know, what to do here. So we'll start off with, you know, everybody knows roses when it comes to Valentine's Day. Let's start by talking about maybe what some of the colors mean. I mean, it's obvious red is the love and, you know, romance. But what's some other ones that people can be looking at to do?
Well, the second most popular color is pink. And a pink rose is for elegance and refinement. You know, there are many shades of every color. So when you talk about what color means, it's more of a general idea. But yellow is for friendship, which is really nice. So if you're not at that love stage, but you want to do roses because you know that's, you know, what they really enjoy, yellow is a nice safe color. white is for purity. A lot of it, it goes back to innocence. And then, of course, there's orange, which is my favorite because it stands for being fascinated by someone, and you admire them. And then, of course, there's purple, which is really nice, and it represents love at first sight. And, of course, with so many other colors and varieties, you just never know. But traditional red is love. Pink is you're almost there. Yellow, you're safe.
Well, it's becoming more popular as, national, singles day on the Valentine's Day. And, maybe you're getting one of your friends some of those, yellow roses or white roses, right? Just to say, hey, I'm thinking about you. There's nothing there, but we're celebrating this unity together, right?
Exactly. Love isn't just for your partner; it's for your friends, neighbors, anyone who you care about.
Exactly.
That's the nice thing about Valentine's Day. It's not just for spouses; it's for everybody you love.
Definitely is the case. Now, so you've decided you want to get roses. You're going into the local florist to purchase some roses. Now, how can we check for quality of the roses or some of the other flowers? I know rose is one of the easier ones to kind of tell.
Right.
The florist is going to know once they start seeing you do some of this that you actually know a little bit about flowers. So
exactly.
You're gonna check it out. So what do you got to do?
So one of the things you want to do is if you're going to go into a flower shop, you want to be able to see inside the rose. So when you look at the head of the rose, you kind of want to see all the petals on the inside. There's a good sign. Now, if you go to the head of the rose and squeeze it, you don't want it to be soft. If the head of the rose, when you kind of pinch it, is soft, it's not a good rose. Now, florists are getting 500, 600. I mean, I have some friends who own shops who are getting thousands of roses. So you're going to have a few bad ones every now and then. But when you go into your local flower shop, squeeze the head of it. If it's soft, leave it and grab another one. Plus, most good flower shops are going to remove those from the store because they don't want their customers to have bad product. But the thing you want to look for is you don't want your flowers completely open. I know there are some people in this world that they want the flowers perfect, like for Valentine's Day. The whole point of flowers is you can enjoy them opening. Tulips, they open. Daffodils, they open. You don't have to get your flowers perfectly open and almost ready to pass. You want to make sure that they're fresh and tight and good. And the most important thing I can tell everyone who's listening is with flowers, the biggest killer of fresh flowers is disease left on your vases or your containers. Because what we forget to do is we throw away the flowers, but we never wash the vase with a little bit of bleach. And that is the biggest killer of fresh flowers. So if you can take 2 minutes before you put your flowers in a vase, add a drop of bleach, get it nice and clean, that's going to help your flowers last a little bit longer.
Awesome. Now that's, it's one of the things I've been talking about is making your flowers last longer, right?
Right.
If you can go in there with the knowledge, knowing what color means what, where the quality is, you're not just getting flowers for the day. You're getting flowers for the week and showing that, you put some thought into this. Because, obviously, your partner, if they've gotten roses every year, or whoever you've given roses to every year, okay, I'm getting roses. Well, how about changing it up and saying, hey, this is how we're going to keep them longer. I thought about it because of this, this, and this. You're showing some thought in it. So that's one of the other things I wanted to, bring you on here to get that information out here. We're what, 5 days away?
Yeah.
And I can guarantee that 98% of the men out there who are going to be buying flowers have not even thought about it. They're going to wait until about Friday at about 4:30 when they get out of work, 5 o'clock, they're going to run to the florist and go home with that. So I want to get you that information. So even if you're going to get it at 5 o'clock on Friday, It looks like you thought about it.
Exactly.
Just helping people out here.
You know, a great thing you can do is while, you know, we're talking now, all those gentlemen who do call last minute, who, you know, at some point at 5 o'clock, I do enjoy laughing a little bit because, you know, the holiday happens the same day every year. The great thing about going to your local florist is we allow for pickups. So if you remember right now, call your flower shop, go on to their website, and order now. And this way, you can pick it up when you're done work. So you don't have to worry about it. You know, knowledge is power. And if we can get, because, you know, let's admit it, Patrick, we're men, we forget things, we order last minute, but if we remember now, we're going to make our spouses very happy.
Exactly, and that's, you know, that's why I wanted you to come on here to get that thought process going, because, you know, it's also very beneficial for some of the local florists. Getting an order now or tomorrow is going to help them say, okay, I have this many orders. I might need to order a little bit more. Or I'm right on target, and help them out, because you don't want to be going from place to place not being able to find it, right? That's
exactly.
That's not something we want to do. Now, we're about to take a break. I want you to hang tight with me. I got some more questions for you, Jay. So hang tight. We're going to take a break.
All right.
Be a couple minutes. And we'll be back with Jason, my brother, talk more about flowers for Valentine's Day. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I am joined with my brother Jason here. We're talking everything to do with holiday flowers, your Valentine's Day flowers. Now, we've talked about what the color means, how to check for quality. Now, one thing we didn't touch on was I wanted to talk about how to keep them going for some time. We talked about, you know, how important it is to get that vase cleaned if you have a vase at home. But what else can we do, Jay?
Well, there's several things you can do to help. One being, every 3 to 5 days, depending on how much free time you have, check the water, and if you have the patience, take all the stems out and give them a fresh cut. That will really help. And if you're doing spring flowers like tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, all the really nice ones, an ice cube in the water will really help. Now, when I say an ice cube in the water, what I mean is one ice cube in a good-sized vase. It cools down the water, and it's going to help the flowers last longer. Like, I do this so I know it works. And it's just really, really helpful for that. And the other thing is, don't put your flowers near a heating source. Along with, don't put them in front of a drafty window. Those are key things that we forget to do. The other thing we also forget to do is check the water. Make sure there's enough. Because sometimes the stems aren't always long enough to get to the bottom of the vase. So make sure you keep your vase filled with water, too.
Sounds simple enough, right? But it's some of those things that we just don't do.
And now, we forget. You know, we get busy with our kids and our lives, and, you know, but if you want the flowers to last a week or more, and, you know, and the flower shop I work at, we guarantee that they'll last a week because we know we're buying quality products. That's the difference between buying from a shop and buying from another place that we won't talk about.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Now, you said putting the ice cube in the water. Does that mean we want cold, cold water, or are we looking at what temperature of water are we looking to put in the vase?
You always want to do cool water. It doesn't have to be freezing cold, but you don't want it warm. Warm water is just going to force your flowers to open a little bit quicker. So you really want cool water, which I know is very hard to do when this time of year it's, you know, 12 degrees out and the wind is going. So you're saying your house is to 70, 72, 74. So, you know, make sure your water is cool. By adding an ice cube, it just helps. You know, you just, we buy them. We put money and effort into them, and then we just kind of put them on a shelf and then walk away. By maintaining them, cleaning it, adding water, you know, it's just going to have them last a little bit longer for you. And that's what you really want. You spend all this time, effort, and energy to do something nice. Don't just leave the flowers there. Continue to care for them, and you're going to get a longer period of time out of them.
Definitely worth it in taking care of it. Now, so we talked prior to you coming on. We talked yesterday about what I want you to discuss. I found something interesting, and I'm hoping that you don't know it, but I think you already do. So when it comes to roses, I was reading that numbers mean something. And you probably already know this, but did you know that two roses entwined together communicate, marry me?
I did not know that.
I don't know. I just found it. I found it. That's really some great information. It says a red and white rose entwined means unity.
Oh.
So, you know, maybe next time you're talking to somebody who wants to say, you know, will you marry me? That might be a cool thing to do.
And exactly.
Also, I was looking at just different things to discuss today because Valentine's Day is next week, and this is one of them. And, you know, I saw 11 roses this year as the recipient. They are truly and deeply loved. And 13 roses indicates a secret admirer.
Ooh, very fancy.
So, I just, you know, I wanted to have something that you might not have known about flowers, so I didn't tell you about it. So, because when it comes to the cut flowers and the floral design and flowers in general, I got to say, you know a lot about it.
I try.
It runs in our veins, right?
Exactly. It's my life, and I love what I'm blessed to be able to do what I love, and you know, we get to help people spread love and show other people that they care and are meaningful. So it's amazing.
Well, Jay, thank you so much for coming on and joining me. It was an honor to have you on here. It's so awesome to discuss with you. So I appreciate you coming on, and thank you so much. And we'll definitely talk soon.
All right. Love you, Patrick. Have a great show.
Love you, too, brother. We'll talk soon. All right. Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The first of the nation New Hampshire primary is coming up on Tuesday. And last night, the major Democratic presidential hopefuls attended a Democratic Party dinner. Here is some of what Senator Bernie Sanders had to say.
No matter who wins the Democratic nomination, we are going to come together to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of this country.
2 days to the primary in New Hampshire, and most polls show Pete Buttigieg and Sanders up at the top of the stack. A gunman who killed 26 people in Thailand, shot dead finally by security forces. Authorities believe he was a 32-year-old soldier who first killed his commanding officer and then stole weapons and fired on people in streets and at a nearby shopping mall. 57 people were wounded. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have some open lines here, about a half hour left in the show, so we'll try to answer any of the questions that we can as best we can, as soon as we can. I want to thank again my brother Jason for coming on and talking about everything with the florist for flowers for Valentine's Day. Trying to give everybody out there, no matter who's looking to buy the flowers, some information so they can last a little bit longer. Because, you know, it's one thing to buy the flowers. A lot of times they're almost expected on Valentine's Day, right? But the other thing is to take care of it and make sure they last longer. Pick them out the right way. Know the meaning behind it. So I just wanted to bring Jay on was just to get some more information about this to help out with anybody who's trying to decide what to do, or anybody who's just, you know, kind of gotten the same thing each year and saying, maybe I don't want to do this one. Maybe I want to do something else. So, again, thank you for coming on, Jason. He's one of the head designers at Fiddlehead Florist in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. They do a lot of the greater Portland area up there, but tons of great information when you go there. Loves what he does, and you can see it in his designs. Some of his designs are incredible, and when I say some, I mean almost every single one of them. I don't think I've ever seen one that I didn't like of his. Again, thank you for that. Now, we've touched base on a lot of different things today, kind of, you know, just a few items, but we've talked in depth in regards to them. We talked a little bit more about container gardening, raised garden beds. We talked about beneficial insects. We even talked about the origins of Valentine's Day. So it's been informative. A few questions here regarding a few different things that have helped us out. You know, we've talked about soil tests again. We love talking about soil tests here, as I think they're so important for everybody. Now, for the beneficial insects, you know, the one that we all know is that ladybug. Just realize a ladybug is also, it's signaling to you, if you're seeing tons of them in the garden, that something's going on. It's usually aphids, could be spider mites, it could be something else, but there's something going on. Don't just be like, oh, no, there's bugs in my garden. And I see all these ladybugs. Well, that's a good thing, right? That's what we want. So beneficial insects are something that are becoming more and more popular versus spraying. Now, if you have a giant infestation, it might make sense to spray. There's tons of organic products out there that you can be using, that you can be doing at different intervals, different times, safe for even once you've sprayed it a couple days later or even some of the products that day to consume on some of your vegetables. It'll actually say right on the package for it. And that's one of the things. I always like to use the different websites when it comes to a product so I can look at the back of the label right online. So before I say something, I can say, all right, it's this many days. Sometimes it's not that easy, but, it is on there. So like to bring that up. It's, beneficial insects are great and they can do some good things for us. But sometimes an outbreak, you might have to go the synthetic way or the organic way of a spray. Just remember, if you've already put the beneficial insects in the area, then you go to use a spray, you might kill everything. We talk about the time of day to spray. The best time of day to spray anything is later in the day, in the evening, once the sun is starting to go down. Our beneficials, like our bees, bees and honeybees, all the bees are important, right? They pollinate our flowers. They do a lot of beneficial things for us. We don't want to spray anything on them. It's an insecticide. It could coat them. It could do something to them. So we want to spray that product, even if it's organic, at night, because our bees have gone back to their hive. They're protected in their hive. It gives us enough time for that product to dry onto the plant the way we want and to take care of it, do what we're asking it to do. So, think about that when you're treating this year. Think about when you're going to spray, what you're going to use. It's so important to be doing this. It's just adding more of these beneficial insects to the garden. They're going to spread elsewhere too, reproduce and become stronger in the area. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to have more of these beneficial insects. They talked about the praying mantids. When they pop out of that egg casting, there's like 200 little insects. I remember when I was ordering those for the garden center I used to work for, would get them in packages and I'd buy a certain amount in at a certain time because I needed to, and then would keep them cool. But inevitably, some of them would just hatch because it just was time for them to hatch. And you'd open it, and it would be like hundreds of little praying mantids. It was the coolest little thing, but it's cool stuff to be using. So, just some thoughts. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Alice is in Orleans.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, dear Patrick. Well, I have a couple of... my backyard is a disaster. I'm looking at it right now. I have a... place where I burn my branches and things, and it seems to me, I remember someone saying that in the old days they used to use ashes to put on their garden, and I was thinking I probably have a lot of ashes under that wood pile somewhere, and I was thinking about taking all the wood off now and then scraping the earth. But those ashes that I've been burning for years, and then putting it on my vegetable garden. What do you think about that?
You can definitely add it to the garden. It's definitely something that you can do to it without a problem. It's a good source of the potassium that you can be adding to the soil. Okay, and the potassium is going to help on a lot of different things. It's not just, it's going to help it with some of the greening up. It's going to help it with some of the survival, that type of thing. What you can do is as you burn something, take some of that ash out and put it in a 5-gallon bucket. And then when you fill a 5-gallon bucket, then you can spread it over each time over the garden. You're not going to want to do it all the time, but it's definitely something that can be used, and it's been used for years of doing. You can also add it to like a compost pile. So if you have a compost pile that you've been getting going, the wood ash will actually help. It aids the fertility of the compost and builds it up a little bit stronger.
Actually, what I've been doing is I've been burying my scraps from the kitchen into my vegetable garden, and I don't know if that's going to do any good or not, because you know, it takes a while for that stuff to break down. Like in the spring, I'll go and I'll see a piece of lemon peel or something like that. But well, what do you think about that?
Well, so what I would like to see you do to break up some of that would be to put it into like a compost bin, to get it broken down a little bit more, because what they're gonna do is it's not a bad thing by any means. I'm not saying that, but by putting it in the compost pile and being able to add things like this wood ash or some other like a compost accelerator or a starter, you're breaking everything.
What is an accelerator?
So that there's a compost accelerator from Espoma. It's a granular that you add to a compost pile.
Oh, no kidding.
And it will actually help break down some of those, you know, those scraps. Those, you know, you can add leaves, you can add paper, you know, like some newspaper sometimes in it.
Yeah.
You know, adding all of those things and getting it, because what it's going to do is it's going to decompose it a little bit quicker. Whereas putting the food into the garden, it's going to take some time for it to decompose and break down, right? So if you put it all together, it's going to be in this bin. What it's also going to do is it's going to heat up in there. It's going to get real warm because a lot of the bins are above ground, so they're getting that heat source quicker from the sun.
Yeah.
So that's why it would be beneficial for you. I have no problem.
Go ahead.
I have no problem with you putting it in the garden, but I think to make it more beneficial for what you're looking to do, get a spot where you can do a compost pile. If you can't put it in a bin, that's fine. Just make like a pile of the area, and you'll have to turn it a little bit here and there. But they again, Espoma has a compost starter where it helps accelerate the process a little bit.
Okay.
To make it work better for you. And those ashes, you can actually add some of those ashes into the compost pile, too.
Sounds like I shouldn't just pour a lot of ash on top of my garden, then. Is that correct?
Well, you can. It'll be used sometimes as a substitute for lime. But it's not like you want to do it, like, every day, every time you burn. You want to go a couple weeks in between. You're not going to, in the end, the ash from that, you're never going to put too much down unless you're putting like, you know, 10 inches of ash on top of the soil.
I was thinking about once a year.
Oh, you can, once a year is not a problem. You can do it actually a couple times a year, to be honest with you. But again, if you're having that compost pile, add some of the wood ash there to help accelerate that a little bit too.
Okay.
So it's beneficial in many ways. The only ash that you don't want to have is like if it was coal. And obviously you're burning wood and all those things, so that you're good. But just if for some reason, you know, it was coal ash, you don't want to use that. That's not beneficial in the way we want to do.
Oh, I don't have any coal anyway. So, all right. So now here's another problem I have. My garden is ugly. It's like I have wire around it. And it's held up with those green stakes that you can buy.
Yep.
And I was wondering if there's anything else I can do to make it look attractive.
Well, so, you know, if for during the growing season, grow something up it. Grow some peas or grow some cucumbers or something in parts of it to just kind of hide it. They even have some, like, it's like a plastic or a vinyl or woven blanket that you can put around it that's a color, like a green color. I've seen some online. If you want to get really deep into it, they actually have it in some suburban areas that they have to block off an area where this mesh that they put around a fence actually has a design on it.
Do you have a name for that where I could find it?
To be honest, I don't. I just Googled fence covering.
Or
fence
like a
covering. All right, I
something like
that.
It's actually, it's just, they have so many different styles. It's pretty cool to do. But
oh, that
you know,
during
the growing season, why not grow on it? Use the fence to your advantage, right? So you can have something upright over there, and then have some other things inside the garden. One last thing I would suggest for you is, and I know it's some work, but get a soil sample taken this season, okay? In a couple of weeks, Natural Alternatives, and I'm like 100% positive they're going to do this, is a free soil sample where you send your soil, they'll test it and give you what you need to add to the soil as well. And these could be some things to help benefit you to have a better garden long term, and, you know, getting that compost, because you said, you know, hey, it's a disaster. Well, let's work on it a little bit and see what we can do for you.
Okay.
So that would be a good way to do it.
I hear music, but I had another question.
Okay. If you want to hang tight for me, you'll have to hang tight during the break, but when we get back, we can answer that one.
Okay.
Does that make sense? All
yeah,
right.
Thanks.
So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll answer another question from Alice. Enjoy having tons of questions so we can help out everybody else. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like to get garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're joined right now with Alice. She had a few questions earlier. We're going to answer another one for her. Alice, welcome back. What other question can we help you with?
At the begin, around 8 o'clock, the beginning of your program, you were talking about a woman that decorated her patios or something. I remember you saying something about three pots.
Yes.
Is there a website or something?
I'll have to look up the website. Her name, the name of what she does is called Garden Answer. While we're here,
All right, Garden Answer. You have her name? Oh, not that it makes any difference. I got an answer, probably would answer it.
They do have a website. She has a YouTube channel as well. So they're... Their website is gardenanswer.com. A lot of great information that she has on there. Like I said, a lot of it you're seeing on YouTube give information. But that succulent tower, they have a video of how you make it.
Terrific.
She's got hundreds of different ideas.
Great.
For different times of year, different things. Her name is Laura. I don't know her last name, but
that's
I just know
right.
she's been in the industry for years upon years with tons of information. Like I said,
that's
her
what
website.
I need information.
So her website's gardenanswer.com.
Okay, I'll go on that.
And some good stuff on there. Some great ideas. Something you might not have thought about. And how to do it with the video. So something to think about. All right, Alice, thank you so much for the questions.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We got just a couple minutes left in the show here. We'll wrap things up. Great show today, I think, with some great information. I was excited to have my brother Jason on at the 9 o'clock hour. So that was exciting, talking about flowers and, you know, making sure you're taking care of them and doing that. We actually, you know what? I do have a call on the line. I didn't realize that. So we're going to go back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jeff's in Cape Cod.
Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. This is a quickie.
Sure.
About the cocoons with the praying mantis.
Yeah,
I did that about 15 years ago. You're gonna have a funny on this one. I put them in my garage. It was middle of winter, and I forgot about them. And I opened the garage door early one warm day in spring. Oh my goodness! You should have seen what was in there. Just hundreds of them everywhere. I freaked out.
I bet.
And then when I realized what I had done, I started laughing. Oh my goodness!
Don't
keep them inside. Go tie them to a tree or a bush.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times you'll see them in evergreens. Evergreens are kind of where they like, because they it kind of looks like the bark of the tree. They're kind of hidden behind it. So that's one of the things. So I definitely look at it that way. But they're pretty incredible at what they do.
Yeah, actually, the way they were sent to me in the package, they were attached to a twig. And
yep.
The instruction said, I obviously did not read them, go outside, tie this twig to a twig. I did not do that.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my goodness.
That's pretty funny. I can just picture you walking in and seeing this and wondering, the end of the world's coming, right?
And then about 10 seconds later when I realized what had happened, oh, my goodness, I was on the floor rolling with laughter.
That's amazing. That's really funny. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah. Have a great weekend.
You too, Jeff. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that's a funny story. When that's something to think about. I mean, I saw it on a smaller scale in a little container, but man, can you imagine walking into your garage and seeing them everywhere? Oh, that's too funny. So I appreciate that phone call, Jeff. That's something else. So we're gonna be wrapping up the show here. Just about done. We got about 45 seconds left. So thanks everybody who called in today. Thanks everybody for listening. Enjoy the week. Enjoy your time out there. It's going to be warm and cold all at the same time. So hopefully we'll see spring soon. Spring's right around the corner, I think, right? The groundhog told us last week, 6 weeks. We're 5 weeks away. Let's do it. Let's enjoy it. Everybody get out there when it gets time. Get out there, plant something. Be good to each other and enjoy yourselves when it comes to nature and the garden, because I know I do. If I can have some fun, you guys can too. So that's going to do it for the week. We'll be back next week. We'll have a couple guests next week so as well. We'll enjoy ourselves and give you all the answers we can. So until then, we'll see you next week. Enjoy your week, guys.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.